critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what's up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast, where hopefully you'll feel a little smarter every time you listen. Let's start off by doing a quick review of a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the moral equivalence fallacy. All right, do you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the moral equivalence fallacy is? All right, so the moral equivalence fallacy happens when someone makes it seem like two different things are morally equal, even though there are significant differences between the two things. It involves comparing and equating two things that are not the same morally and ethically, but trying to make it seem as though they are the same. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the moral equivalence fallacy is this: is it really true that those two things are morally the same? If you want to review or hear more about the moral equivalence fallacy, go back and check out episode 164. I want to give a big thank you to this show's sponsor, Classical Conversations. This is the homeschool program that we've been using for, I think 12 years now, 11 or 12 years. And it's where I first learned about logical fallacies. What we love is the emphasis on teaching students how to think versus just focusing on what to think. We love the community aspect, and we have met some of our best friends through CC. You can get two free downloadable ebooks when you fill out the form, and you can also just go here and learn more at classicalconversations.com/filter it. And these ebooks are going to give you more info about homeschooling in general, and they'll also teach you what on earth a classical conversation or a classical education even is, because I didn't know what it was before we started either. Okay, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the fallacy of opposition. The fallacy of opposition happens when someone automatically assumes that the other person is wrong or that they're not thinking straight simply because they disagree or because they are part of the opposition group. An easy place to see this fallacy played out is in politics. Here in the U.S. for the past several years, it's been all about Trump versus Biden, Biden versus Trump. And there are groups of people on both sides that it doesn't matter what the other side says, they're going to automatically disagree with it just because it's the other side saying it. And okay, I'm going to give you an example to make a point. And yes, I'm going to be a little extreme in my example, but I'm doing that on purpose to try to make a point. Okay, so Trump could comment, "Puppies are so cute." And there is a group of people out there on the left who would vehemently disagree and say, "How can he say puppies are cute? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Everyone knows it's kittens who are cute." Right? You see how that works? You see the fallacy there? And vice versa, Biden could say, "The ground gets wet when it rains." And there's a group of people on the right who would vehemently disagree and say, "That's so dumb. How could he say that? If you stand under an umbrella, the ground under you doesn't get wet. Ha, what an idiot." Okay, so these are silly, extreme examples. But that's the kind of thing that actually happens. They can't even stop for a minute and consider whether this statement was actually true just because it's coming from the opposition or coming from the other group. This happens in religious groups, in sports fan circles, really any area where people feel like they're part of a type of a group, they can find opposition and they can easily slip into this type of thinking. And the problem behind the thinking here is that it's actually a form of circular reasoning. It's essentially saying, "I would not believe something that's not true. I believe this, therefore this must be true." But the person committing this fallacy is ignoring the fact that rightness or the rightness of something must be based on something that other than "it's right because I believe it." We can't just assume the other person is wrong simply because we consider them to be our opposition. We have to actually look at their claim and analyze it for what it is, even if we don't like the other person or we disagree with them about a lot of things. And this is definitely easier said than done. Humans tend toward a type of herd mentality. When we belong to a certain group or train of thought, we tend to look at other groups who think differently as the opposition. And so it's easy to assume that since they're the opposition, they're automatically wrong or they're not thinking right about everything. But that might not be true. A good and honest thinker would take the time and do the work to look at each belief or each argument individually and assess it on its own merits. And that's actually why so few people do it. It takes time. It's hard work. And we live in a culture where people have the attention span of a gnat, and nobody wants to put the time into actually doing this work. So let's face it, it's easier to just find a camp that you agree with and then say everyone else is wrong. And that's where this fallacy comes from. Here's a real life and kind of sad example of what this fallacy looks like. We know a couple who are Catholics, very devoted Catholics, and they firmly believe that abortion is wrong. However, they are also longtime Democrats. And right now, the Democratic Party here in the United States is very strongly pro-abortion. What's interesting is that this couple identifies so strongly with being Democrats that they continue to vote that way, despite the fact that it's in stark contradiction of their belief that abortion is wrong. In fact, they identify so strongly that they can't even think about the contradiction in their minds. If you bring it up, they will avoid the question at all costs by yelling, leaving the room, refusing to talk about it. They hold so strongly to their group identity of Democrat that they go along with something and vote for something that they disagree with morally, because the other alternative would be to vote for a party that they consider to be the opposition, and they refuse to do that. Isn't that crazy? But that's where this thinking comes from. That's what this fallacy looks like. So the question to ask yourself, if you think you may be facing the fallacy of opposition, is this: I may disagree with them on a lot of things, but does that mean they're wrong about this? I'll say it again. I may disagree with them about a lot of things, but does that mean they're wrong about this? All right, y'all, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question: is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with